Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Josh. This is Diana Denner. How are you?
Hey, Diana. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How about yourself?
Good.
Glad to hear that. Diana, I got your email and I responded over that email as well. So I see that you raised some concerns regarding the book cover that was shared earlier on with Steve. So I shared the revised cover with you. Can you have a look on that and let me know your thoughts over it?
I'm at work and I don't have access. My phone is just a flip phone, so I work with computers.
I won't be able to do this until tomorrow morning. But can I just ask you stuff real quick, just so that I'm, you know, in a, okay. So you guys made sure that it doesn't look like any kind of Batman thing at all for the cover, right?
Yep, that is correct. So whatever last
message
you sent to Steve, he shared it with the illustration team, and the illustration team just shared the cover with me. So that is one of the reasons why I shared it with you, so that I can get your thoughts as well. And in case if you require any kind of amendments or minor changes, I will have them taken care of by myself, and we'll have a word with the illustration team. Since I'm on board on this project, I'll make sure that all those minor revisions, they're catered ASAP, and I deliver the result to you.
Okay, Josh, I don't think that there will be any changes because that was the only thing to it, you know, and, you know, as long as you did it, that's it. But as far as the rest of the manuscript goes, I
clean at night. So that's, I have two jobs, early morning and then I clean at night. So I have to flush the toilet. If you don't mind hearing a weird noise, it's, that's why I'm flushing a toilet.
No.
So anyhow... yeah, that's why I wanted to ask about the rest of the production, you know, like how it's, you're going to put it all together by the end of the week and send it off to the printer. Is that the thing, pretty much?
Okay, let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward. So once you approve the book cover to me, I am going to have that aligned to my team so that they can share all their final files with me along with the book cover. So once you approve the final files, I am going to have it assigned to my publishing team. So what the publishing team does is they have the book published on the platforms first, and I am going to be sharing the preview links with you first. So once what I'm going to do is we're going to share, have the books published on Amazon, and Amazon.
I don't do that. I didn't
ask for any of that. No, none of that. No. Like I, you asked me to fill out a form, right, with all the publishing info, and in that form explains the fact that all I want is the printed versions. I don't want to get involved with sales, with Amazon, nothing online. I didn't give you guys my account number, nothing. I don't want that. I am the old-fashioned kind of book writer. I'm handing these books over to the bad scientists, and that's it. I'm done.
Okay, I got your point. Nothing to worry about. I'll have that taken care of. As soon as the final files are ready, I am going to be updating you step by step with what phase we are in terms of printing. And within a day or two, I'm going to update you about the printing phase, and I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated step by step so that you're aware about the deadline as well.
All right, yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, that's all you guys are doing is printing it. That's it. You're going to print it and mail it to me. That's it. That's why... You know, I've had a very hard time. 6 months to me is like really 3 months overboard.
I get the point. I really apologize. I understand. I reviewed your project. Nothing to worry about. I am on board on this, and I will be on top of it to ensure that all these loopholes are catered, and I deliver the best result to you. So along with this, I am...
All right. Well, wait a second, Josh. Before you get off the phone, I also have noticed with all three of all of you that I've spoken with, that I respond to your emails, and you guys don't fully read the stuff because I did give you, I mean, you have that form that you, I guess you didn't get a chance to look at it, that explains how all I want is the print and it has all the specs.
I want 100-pound hardbound and 400 softbound versions.
Yep, I have your project with me. I have the details over here. I just wanted to inquire about the... I actually was on call with another client as well who had publishing on Amazon, so I just got confused with that. But I do see that you have 400 paperbacks and 100 hardcovers. So I do have all these details here.
Right. Yeah. Just so that I know for peace of mind, how many more weeks are we talking about to complete this? Once I say, okay, hey, it's 3:20.
get it, then what? How many more weeks? Just roughly, so I know.
Approximately, it's going to move to the next week as well, because this week we're going to have the files finalized, and by next week the printing phase will be initiated. But I will try my best to have it catered ASAP. So, for example, if you give me...
But that's okay. I mean, it's okay. I just need to understand for my own sanity's sake. So it takes 3 weeks to print. I was a printer, sir. I know what's involved. That's why this has been so screwy to me, because I know. So how many weeks does it take?
So once the files are printed, it takes around like 10 to 15 business days for the files to reach out to you.
Okay.
So once it goes to the printer, it takes another 10 to 15 days.
Yep,
okay.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that The final won't be able to, you guys aren't going to be able to get it to the printer until next week, early next week.
Yep, that would be correct. So by next week, we'll have this catered, and I will also be keeping you updated step by step. So I will be responding to all your emails from my end, and I will be calling you in case if there's anything that is concerning that needs to be discussed on call. I'll keep you updated on this step by step so that you are aware as well where we're currently standing.
Okay. The other big thing I noticed, just so that we get things real clear, is that
there's a big time gap between you and me. So what time is it? So just so that I know, I'm not bothering you guys about this. Like, what time is it there right now?
Okay,
I'm in New York.
In New York time, it's 7:30.
I personally follow the Pacific time zone, but considering that you're following the Eastern time zone, I personally will be calling you whatever time best suits the best. So can you just let me know what is your suitable time so that I call you during those time?
Well, yeah, I am cleaning right now, and you are interrupting my job. So my best time is earlier, it's like 4 hours ago, between... My time between 2 to 5 o'clock would be best, within that time frame.
Perfect.
2 to 5 o'clock. Okay.
I got
it. Okay, thank you very much, Josh.
I have taken my note, and whenever we will be calling you, I'll be calling you during that time, all right?
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
You
have a good day.
You have a good day.
All right. Bye.